variable, the variance may be favorable or unfavorable. If you are, if the standard cost is 20,000 and your actual cost is 15,000, that means it is positive. The variance is positive, so it is favorable. And if the variance is negative, it is, if the variance is negative, it is unfavorable, or you can call it as adverse. Right, so if the actual cost is less than the standard cost, the variance is termed as favorable or positive. And if the variance, if the actual cost is more than the standard cost, then the variance is termed as unfavorable or adverse or negative. Right, from this, if there is positive variance also, then I have to make changes in my, I have to revise my standard, because standards are more. Why the standard is more? What went wrong in my calculation of the standard? I have to check that and revise it. And if the variance is negative, I have to check for internal as well as external factor, which is again called as controllable or uncontrollable. Okay. Now, since I have told you controllable and uncontrollable, if the variance reflects efficiency of a particular individual or department, then the variance is controllable. If the variance is because of the workers, internal factors, efficiency of the workers, efficiency of the department, efficiency of the machine which we are using, if that is, that can be controllable. But if the variance is not because of internal factor, if it is because of market condition, economical condition, climate condition, climatic condition, then it is termed as uncontrollable variance. Then the management focus on controllable variance as action thereon to increase the profit. The management has to focus on the controllable variance. Uncontrollable variance, they have nothing to do for the control of uncontrollable variance. Now, revision of variance. This is an amount by which the budget has been revised. As I told you, if there is internal factor, if the budget is favorable, means positive, then we will revise the standard, because what went wrong, why, where we have over-absorbed, we will revise the budget and implement it as the matter policy. The revision is caused by change beyond the management control, hence standards are not changed. Variance is uncontrollable. Sometimes revision is not possible. If it is external factor, revision is not possible. If it is internal factor, revision can be done, which is controllable variance. Methods of variance. Variance can be caused by actual production carried by a method different than the normal. Standard usually consider the most economic method of operation, hence the variance needs to be minimized. Methods. See, variance is caused by actual production carried by the method. If your actual production method is different from the standard, then the variance may cause, right? The standard usually consider, when we maintain the standard, we usually consider the economic method of operation, hence the variance need to be minimized. What are the precautions when you are of variance analysis? What precautions you have to take when you are doing the variance analysis, means the difference analysis? The variance should not be automatically applied for control purpose. Yes, because as soon as you find negative, you suddenly should not start the control purpose, because without knowing that whether the variance is, the negative variance is because of internal factor or external factor, how can you take the decision? How can you take the action? You find out negative variance, you started kicking out all the employees, all the workers, that you are not working properly, you are sending them home in the name of control technique. In the name of control technique, you are, that will not give you the accurate, then that will not help you to reduce the cost, my dear. That will not. So variance should not be automatically applied for control purpose. It must be checked whether higher costs are justified or not. Means whether the cost which is more is because of internal or external. They are justified. They should be justified. If actually activity level are different than that used for the standard, means you have set a standard for one unit and your production is 10,000 units. So your standard is for one unit. So convert the standard also for 10,000 units. Because when you are comparing actual at 10,000 units ka production and comparing the 10,000 units ka production with one unit ka standard, definitely the variance will be huge. So precaution, you have to, when you are comparing the standard with actual, the standard level, standard which is maintained by you, the level and the actual level should be the same. If actual activity level are different than used for standard, all variance need to be adjusted for short valid activity before using them for control purpose. Right? So these are the things when you are implementing this technique, this is the procedure which you have to do for control purpose. Now, when I told you that the analysis can be calculated in three different, it can be, this technique can be applied in three different concepts of cost. One is element of cost, one is material, second one is labor, third one is overheads. So one by one we will have the brief explanation regarding the material variance, labor variance and overhead variance. So let us start with material variance. Now when I am talking about material variance, I have set a standard for material, for quantity as well as the rate, price per unit price. Means according to me, from the past previous production process experience and some techniques which helped me to calculate the quantity used per unit. So my standard for one unit is 2 meters, suppose example, and the rate is 40. So I have set two standards for material, quantity of for consumption and the rate for to be applied. Okay, so quantity and rate both are fixed by me as a standard, predetermined by me as a standard. But when actually when I implemented the production, it took, so my standard was 4 units per unit, for 2 meters per unit per shirt, but there actually took 2.5 meters per unit or 2.5 meters per shirt. So there is a difference, there is a variance in the quantity which will give rise to material usage variance. If there is a difference in the quantity of standard and actual quantity, then that will give rise to material usage variance. Then my rate was 40 rupees but actually the rate went to 60 rupees. So there is difference in the rate also, that will give rise to material price variance. And when I am taking the overall quantity into cost, price, standard is 4 unit into 40 rupees, 2 meter into 40 rupees, whereas here it is 2.5 meter into 60 rupees. So total cost, standard cost and actual cost is there. So that give rise to, because of these two factors that affected in the total cost, and total cost also differs, that gave rise to material cost variance. So the variance of the material which gave rise because of units is called material usage variance, right? With quantity, because of quantity it gave rise to material usage variance. The variance which rises because of the rate difference in standard and the actual rate of the material consumed, that gave rise to material price variance. Then the overall, when you take combined together the valuation of total standard cost and actual cost, since there is difference in units as well as quantity, the both the cost will be showing differences. So that variance give rise to a variance called material cost variance. Now in some time we may use different raw material for different for one product. Suppose in for one final product I am using two types of raw material, raw material A and raw material B. So you are mixing two raw materials together and producing the things. So if there is a mixture of two raw materials, then if there is a difference in the quantity standard maintained by you in both the types of raw material and in the actual consumption, that may give rise to material mix variance. Material mix variance will arise only when you are using two different raw materials for one product. So I will be calculating different standard for individual raw material. So my standard for A will be different and for B will be different, but actually it is consumed different in a different quantity. So that may, because of that, that may give rise to a variance called material mix variance. Now since I have used two raw material, so there is a standard maintained for total raw material quantity, standard of total both A and B, right? And so I calculated as a standard 10 units of both A and B for one unit, but when actually production took place, it takes place 8 units for both the raw material. So since the total is also different, so there is a variance which arises because of the total, that gave rise to material yield variance. So when we are talking about the standard costing techniques to be implemented in one element called material, so there can be possibility of 5 different variances. One, because of rate difference, price variance, because of quantity difference in standard and actual, usage variance, because of quantity and price together it affects the cost, standard cost and actual cost, that gave rise to cost, material cost variance. Then if you are using two different raw materials A and B, so there will be different standards set for A and B. So standard for A and B, if they differs with actual A and B quantity consumed, then that gave rise to mix variance, material mix variance. Since if there are two different raw material used, I will take the total standard also, I have maintained the total, the standard of total also I have maintained. So comparing the total standard for A and B, total units, comparing with the actual total units consumed of A and B, again that will give rise to some variance, that is called material yield variance. Similarly for labor cost variance, similarly for labor, second element where we can implement this technique is labor variance. Again, the labor rate is fixed by me from the past experience. I will fix the per hour, means I will fix the hours required for one unit of production. Suppose for one shirt, my tailor is taking 3 hours. That is a standard. 3 hours or 4 hours or 5 hours. For one shirt, he is taking 5 hours. So that is a hours set, standard hours set for the production of one unit. And the rate is fixed as 20 rupees per hour. Right? That is a standard. 5 hours for one shirt and 20 rupees per hour. But actually when the tailor started doing that, producing the, making the shirt, he completed it in 3 hours. We have set a limit of 5 hours, but he completed with a limit of 3 hours. So there is a difference in hours. So that will give rise to, again, labor usage variance. Now, I said that I will pay you 40 rupees, but because of wage rate act, there is a fluctuation in the wage rate act, which made the rate as 60 rupees. So there is a difference in my rate as well as the actual rate. So that may give rise to a variance called labor rate variance. And because of improving difference in the hours as well as rate, that will give you differences in the total labor cost, actual labor cost and the standard labor cost. So that give rise to one more variance called labor cost variance. So different variances arises because of different factors. Hours, because of hours difference, it will give rise to usage variance. Because of rate difference, it may give rise to labor rate variance. Because of both labor hours and rate, there will be difference in the total cost, actual cost and the standard cost. That will give rise to labor cost variance. Again, if you are using different skilled labor, unskilled labor, then that may give rise to labor mix variance. And if you are talking about different skilled labors, unskilled labors ka total and actual skilled, unskilled labors ka total, that again give rise to one more difference called labor yield variance. So there are many variances which we have to calculate if we are dealing with different nature of the product. If you are using different labors, then you will have to calculate the mix variance and yield variance. But if you are dealing with one type of labor, then we have to deal with only labor cost variance, price variance, usage variance. Similarly for material, if you are using only one type of material, you will be dealing with three variances: cost variance, price variance, usage variance. Right? Then similarly, one more element on which control can be done, that is overhead cost variance. In that we have overhead price variance, overhead usage variance and overheads cost variance. So all these variances are calculated, and then after calculating the variances, if it is positive, it is favorable, and if it is negative, we will find out the internal and the external factor. If the variance is because of internal factor, we will revise the standard and get it done. But if it is because of external factor, that cannot be, that is uncontrollable variance which cannot be controlled. So company has to wait and watch and proceed with their process. Right? So this is how you have to calculate the variance. Now, as I have already explained to you, labor variance and overhead, the total overhead cost variance is the difference between the standard cost of overheads with as compared with the actual cost of overheads. Okay. So overheads can be classified into fixed and variable. In overheads also we have two classification: fixed variable overheads and fixed overheads. Means there are some overheads, factory overheads, which are variable, right? Like stores consumption and there are some overheads in the factory which are fixed, like power and electricity, printing and stationery, salary of the management who are working in the factory, admin department. There, so we have, when you are calculating the variances in overheads also we have to make differences as fixed and variable. Okay, so in this way we can have control on the three various elements, that is material, labor and overheads. In overheads we have again bifurcation, variable overheads and fixed overheads variance. After calculating the variance, my dear, we have to report, do the reporting of the variance. Reporting of the variance means the purpose, we have calculated the variance in order to tell the management people that because of this reason there is increase in the cost. So that we have to do, that is called reporting of variance. So timely and prompt reporting of variance to the management is needed to enable corrective action to arrest the unfavorable, means negative variance, to the extent of possible. Because variance to maximum extent can be eliminated or removed, but we cannot reduce the variance to zero, right? The individual or the department responsible for the variance should be located. Graphs and charts should be made for attracting the management attention. So this all are things to be taken into consideration for reporting of variance. And reporting of variance is very, very much necessary for the for the people who are doing the analysis, variance analysis. Now the next topic of standard costing chapter is, what are the factors to be considered file reporting? First, variance arising out of each factor be correctly reported without any mix-up. You should not mix up that this variance, material variance should not mix up with labor variance or overheads variance. It should be separately reported. Controllable variance be reported promptly so as to take timely action, because when you take decision, it should be at a proper time. The decision should also be taken at a proper time, not after the time is gone. So controllable variance should be reported promptly, means fast, for timely corrective action. Uncontrollable variance be thoroughly analyzed, because the variance because of external factor, they are called uncontrollable variance. They are thoroughly analyzed for any change in the management decision, because they, if there is no, if the quality control program or the inventory control program or the control program techniques cannot be applied to such unfavorable variance, then we might take the decision to go for the new product line. Then we have, the format used should be user friendly and the detail is simple in terms. This is how you have to, these are the factors we have to consider in reporting. First, where as soon as you get the variance, it should be promptly correctly reported without any mix-up. Second, controllable variance should be reported promptly for timely corrective action. Uncontrollable variance should be thoroughly analyzed, and we have to wait for the management decision for any changes in that, because uncontrollable variance we cannot change because it depends on market condition. So in that case the management may decide to go for a new product line instead of going with this line, because we are facing again and again uncontrollable variance in this type of product. So the management might change their product line, and there should be continuous, means the method which is used should be user friendly and data should be in very simple in terms. So these are the factors we have to consider while reporting variances. So we have covered the whole chapter in this video. Now after completing this video, what I am going to do, I am going to give you formulas for different variances and solve few problems regarding material labor variances, so that you can have a better idea of calculation also. Since you here we are doing the calculation, but in the company that the softwares are doing the calculation, only the analysts do the take the variances and they find out the various reasons, because various reasons cannot be located by the computer or the software. The only calculation part can be done with the software, but this techniques is effectively used in various companies for having control on the cost of the product by having control on three different elements: material, labor and overheads. So I hope you understood this chapter very effectively. In order to have a control, as I give the example in the beginning only, that if you want to control your weekly expense, so what you will do, you will make a standard that you will keep in your pocket 1500 rupees instead of 2000 as a standard expenses. And since we know that we Indians are best under pressure, we do perform the best under pressure. So when we are in pressure, automatically when we have a pressure that I have only 1500 rupees, so automatically my expense will get curtailed without affecting my quality of work. So that technique is used in the standard costing. In standard costing, first you maintain a standard for each and every element and then compare the standard with actual one. If there is variance, the variance can be positive or negative. It is positive. If it is a positive variance, it is good that company has achieved the target. But my work is not over. I will keep on analyzing that what went wrong, that my standard was high. Whether it is very high than the expectation, so I will revise it. If the variance is negative, I will first go for internal factors and external factors. Internal factors are controllable factors. I have to give a report regarding the internal factors to the management and find out who is responsible, the executives who is responsible for this variance, and take the corrective action against that and revise the new pattern, right, so as to have a control. If it is an external factor, uncontrollable variance, then we have to wait. We have to analyze this reason thoroughly, and we have to wait for the management decision if the management may go for a new product line instead of that product line because it has an uncontrollable variance. So this is how the technique goes. First, maintain a standard and then work in that direction, in that target. If we are well within that target, we have achieved our goal. If you are above the target, then we have to take necessary action against that. So that's all from this chapter. Now after this, I'm going to solve few sums problems for this chapter. It is a request from my side to you people that please go through the formulas of each and every variance, because you might get sums in your exam on any variances. So I'm not saying I might be solving few sums, because it is not possible for me to solve all the types of sum, but I might solve few sums which will help you to understand how the formulas are implemented. Okay, so please be ready with your calculator and book and pencil so that we can solve the sum along with me. Thank you. So let us first have an idea about the formulas. Let us learn the formulas for standard costing techniques, how the calculation goes and how you calculate the variance on various elements, that is material, labor and overheads. I'll be solving one sum with you so that you will get an idea about the techniques, how the techniques goes, how the calculation goes, right? Since I have mentioned that there are softwares in the company which calculate this variances, but the only thing the manager, the cost manager do is he analyzes the things and he find out the various reasons for the variances, which is more important than the calculation. So just for your references or just for your understanding, I am doing one sum which will be having both the variances, material and labor. So first let me give you the formula for this material price variance. The formula is there in the textbook. So for better reference, you can go to the textbook and see the formula. But right now, in order to make that sum, one sum understand, I will just dictate you some of the formulas. So there are three variances I am talking about. One is material price variance. Second one is material usage variance. Third one is material cost variance. I repeat. Price variance, material price variance, material usage variance and material cost variance. The formula for price, when I am talking about price, I am finding out the differences in the variances because of difference in the price of standard and actual. Because of quantity, difference in quantity, I will find out usage variance. And because of overall effect, because of the difference in price as well as quantity, the overall cost will differ. So that for that we will calculate cost variance. Okay, so formula is standard price. SP means standard price minus actual price into actual quantity. I repeat, standard price minus actual price into actual quantity. Whereas second usage variance formula is standard quantity. Here we are finding out the variance because of difference in quantity. So standard quantity minus actual quantity into standard price. Standard quantity minus actual quantity into standard price. And the last one is material cost variance. The formula for that is standard cost minus actual cost. Standard cost minus actual cost. Standard cost formula is standard quantity into standard price, actual quantity into actual price. Standard quantity into standard price, actual quantity into actual price. So these are the three formulas. Similar formula for labor. Along with me, along with this video, you please jot it down the formula. Labor rate variance, labor usage variance, labor cost variance. Rate variance, usage variance, cost variance. Labor rate variance, usage variance, cost variance. So formula for labor variance is rate variance is standard rate minus actual rate into actual quantity. Sorry, actual hours. What is the formula? Standard rate minus actual rate into actual hours. Whereas second formula, standard hours minus actual hours into standard rate. This is the formula for labor usage variance or efficiency variance. You can call it as efficiency also. Labor usage variance or efficiency variance. Standard hours minus actual hours into standard rate. Now last formula is labor cost variance. Labor cost variance. The formula is standard hours into standard rate minus actual hours into actual rate. Standard hours into standard rate minus actual hours into actual rate. So now the formula is there with you. Let us solve one formula. I've given you one formula. Please, I'm reading it out for you. Standard cost of a product. Standard cost of a product. Material is 5 units and rate is 4. So for finding material, variance, I have to find out 4 information. Standard quantity, first is standard price, standard quantity, actual price, actual quantity. I have to get this 4 information in order to find out the variances. I have to calculate this 4 information in order to find all the variance which is there in the formula. Let us start with standard because they had given me standard. Standard cost of a product. Okay, fine. So output and standard quantity. Standard cost for a product. One product, the standard material quantity. Standard quantity of material is 5 units. For 1 unit's output, quantity is 5 units. Means for one production of 1 unit, my standard assumption, my standard consumption is 5 units. In the year, in a period, we have produced how many units? In the period, we have calculated how many units? 8,000 units. So what will be the standard quantity? For 1 unit, it is 5 units. For 1 unit output, it is 5. For 8,000 is how much? So 8,000 into 5, 40,000. So I got this information, 40,000 units. Right? Then standard price is given to you. See here, the standard price is given to you, 4 rupees. The standard price is given to you, 4 rupees. So I got this two information. This I have to predetermine. That's the reason I have predetermined it. Now compare that with the actual cost. Actual cost was material units is 40,500 and rate is 5 rupees. I think now all the required informations are with you. Can we proceed with the sum? Yes, with your due permission. Can I proceed with the sum? Yes, my dear. Thank you very much for the permission granted. With your due permission, I'll first get the material price variance. Now, as you know, standard price is 4 rupees because I have calculated there. Standard price is 4 rupees. actual price is 5 rupees. So 4 minus 5 into actual quantity is 40,500, which I have calculated for you that below that sum. So that gives me, so answer is negative. If the answer is negative, the variance is called unfavorable. If the answer is positive, the variance is called favorable. So the answer is negative 4,500. You will not write negative, you will write a word in front of that, because negative signs is indicated with the word adverse. That's the reason we write there a. Unfavorable is written with a. Negative answer indicates that it is unfavorable, right? Variance is unfavorable. Positive sign indicates that it is. So what is the answer? 40,500. 4 minus 5 is minus 1. Minus 1 into 40,500 is 40,500. Minus 40,500. So I have not written negative sign. I agree with you. But the answer is adverse. Adverse indicates that the answer is negative. Is that clear? Okay. We will move on to the next part. Standard quantity. There I calculated. You can see. There I calculated 40,500. See, standard quantity in a bracket next to standard quantity 40,000, actual quantity is down 40,500. So I am writing that 40,000 minus 40,500 into 4. So first you minus this, again you get negative 500. Negative 500 into 4, I think the answer is again adverse. That is 500 into 4, 5 fours are 20. So answer is 2,000 adverse. Answer is 2,000 adverse. I'll write a bigger size for you so that you can easily view it effectively. Yes. So answer is, see, you will be asking, sir, why you are not writing negative answer? My dear, I am not writing negative answer because I have used the word A. A means adverse. Adverse means negative. The variance is negative. Okay, now last one, well, can we calculate the last one? Standard quantity, 40,000 into 4 minus actual quantity, 40,500 into 5. So by multiplying this, I will get 1,60,000. By multiplying this, I will get What is the amount which you get by multiplying this? This is 1,60,000. Right? This is 2,02,500. 2,02,500, to be very precise, so that I will write little bigger for you people, but because while watching you might not face any problem. 2,02,500. So again, I will get negative answer, which is 42,500 adverse. Now you have to check whether the variance you have calculated is correct or wrong. By adding the first two answer, you should get the total of the third answer. Adverse 40,500 plus adverse 2,000 gives you adverse 42,500. That means my variance is correct. Now after getting the negative variance, my job starts. I will first find out why there is difference in rate. Is there is internal factor which is affecting the average rate, or is there external factor? If there is internal factor, like there is lots of wastage by the laborers, idle time of laborers, because of faulty machines. So if that is the reason which is costing me more in the average rate of material, then definitely I will take necessary action against that, report that variance to my higher officials, higher management, and on the basis corrective actions, and executives who are responsible for that will be caught hold of them and take necessary action against them, and I will revise the things. That is how I can have a control. Then again the quantity, again internal and external factor. If the internal factor, standard quantity was less and actual quantity is more, why there is increase in the quantity? Is it because of excess wastage? Is it because of spoilage? Is it because of the low quality raw material which we are using? Is it because of faulty machine the raw materials are wasted, getting wasted? So all that reasons which causes more use of actual quantity, or whether I have kept less standard quantity. All that internal and external factor which is controllable or uncontrollable, I will analyze and report it to the management. Okay, so this is how I can calculate, and because of these two effects, the total cost is varying. So there is the difference in variance. So the variance of these two should have equal to the variance of cost. So this is how the standard costing is done, and this is how the control program is done on the cost by one element called material. Similarly, let us do the same calculation for labor. Again, I am coming to the question. My dear friends, again I am coming to the questions. Let me remove this part first for your, I will clean this and again I will solve you for the labor. Okay, so I am cleaning this part for you so that I can do the next part, that is labor variances. So let start with the labor variance. Labor variances, I have to calculate standard rate, standard hours, actual rate, actual hours. This four information I require for finding the variances. Okay, let us start again. Standard cost of a product is 20 hours. Means if the output is 1 units, the standard hours required is 20 hours. It is given here. I have not made it from my side. It is given in the question. The standard for a product means one product, is 20 hours. So there is how much production during the period you have done. So for 8000 units, what is the standard hours? X. For 8000 units, so the standard hour will be 1,60,000. If I am not wrong, if I am wrong, please correct me. Yes, sitting on the other side watching me. Yes, do you find any mistake? If you find any mistake, please go to your message mode and type message wrong and send it to me. Yeah, so I got your message. Let me check the message. Yes, I got the message. You are saying that it is correct. Thank you very much. So we'll move further. Thank you. Okay, standard rate. Standard rate is given here. It is 1 rupees 50 paise. It is 1 rupees 50 paise. So I got this two information because standard I have to calculate, I have to predetermine. The standard will be calculated and compared with actual. Actual is given. This is not units. To be very precise, this is hours. So actual hours is given 150,000 hours. Actual hour is given 150,000, and for one at the rate of 1 rupee 60 each, means for each hour. So again I got the four valuable information to be taken into consideration for calculating the variance. Let us start with the formula. As you know the formula, I have already written the formula. Let us start with the first calculation. The rate is, standard rate is 1 rupees 50 paise. Actual rate is 1 rupees 60 paise into actual hours 1,50,000. So 10 paise into 1,50,000. I think again answer is negative 15,000 adverse. 15,000 adverse. Sir, you are not putting negative sign because here it is bigger number, so negative sign should be there. Yes, my dear, I have already recorded negative by putting a letter called A. A means adverse, which is also called unfavorable variance. Yes, move on to the next part. Standard hours. Standard hours is 1,60,000 hours. Actual hours is 1,50,000 hours. Into standard rate is 1 rupees 50 paise. So answer is, what is the answer? Can anyone tell me? It is 10,000 or 1 lakh? It is 10,000 or 1 lakh. Can you tell me or send it? Go to your message mode of your mobile and send a message of the answers. Please tell me the answer. What is your answer? 10,000 into 1. I think it is 15,000 adverse. I think again, sorry, this is not adverse. Why? because this is the bigger number. So this is only 15,000. It is favorable. You have to write here the word F. F indicates that it is a positive variance, which is good sign for the company. That is, the company is well within the limit. Okay, now the final answer, cost variance. The total of these two should be equal to this variance. Let us check. Standard hours is 1 lakh 50 into 1 rupees 50 paise. Actual hours is 1 lakh 60. Sorry, standard hours is 1 lakh 60 and actual hours is 1 lakh 50 into 1 rupees 60 paise. What is the answer? Can anyone tell me what is the answer? I think the answer is 2 lakh 40. I think the answer is 2 lakh 40 minus 2 lakh 40. So answer is coming nil. Definitely check the answer whether the answer is right or wrong. The total of these two will give you the answer this. See, this is adverse. Add, this is favorable, means negative plus positive gives you zero. The answer is zero. So this is what standard costing techniques, this is how the standard costing techniques goes technically. And after getting the variance, it is the knowledge and the experience of the analyst, means the cost accounting people, who will find out the internal and external factors which is affecting, controllable and uncontrollable factors, and that will be reported to the management, and accordingly the action will be taken in order to have the revised standard or the revised method of production, and that will help us to reduce the cost of the labor, overheads as well as material. And this is how it helps the company to reduce the cost and gives a better position to give to charge a better price to our product in the market, so as to compete in the market with the competitors. So this techniques totally based on past experience with some technical things. So I hope you understood what, how the method goes, how it is implemented, and after calculating the variance, the calculation of variance will not give you the answer, but it will act as a base for taking decisions, for taking necessary actions. The variance which you have calculated, it should be promptly reported with favorable, with controllable and uncontrollable variances. If it is controllable, find out the occurrence, from where it is occurred, who is responsible, and take corrective action against that. And if it is uncontrollable variance, then we have to analyze it thoroughly and wait for the management decision if they are going for a new product line. So I hope you enjoyed this chapter very nicely, very effectively. If still you have any type of problem, you can go through the textbook, which will make this chapter more more easier for you after watching this video. And after watching this, as soon as you complete complete this video, you just go through the textbook, revise the whole chapter, then you'll find this chapter more interesting. Thank you very much. God bless you. We will move on to the next chapter.